The Haymarket. The Haymarket painting is muted for me. I usually choose bold and bright colours, and whilst they are here, they are small jewels in an earthy domain. Anyone familiar with London will know the West End, the Theatre District and the Haymarket in particular. Her Majesty's Theatre and the Theatre Royal, big names in this world with a rich history of plays, both familiar and obscure. The details of the two buildings contrast strongly once you look more closely. Both are grand edifices, with shelter for customers as they queue or wait to meet friends outside or disembark carriages. The metal and glass awning of Her Majesty's, finished with flourishes, appears dark when you first look. On deeper exploration, you can make out the layers of ink. Lower blooms are overlaid with blown ink and raised trails applied with an eyedropper straight from the bottle. The Theatre Royal is much lighter in comparison. The pale stonework gleaming in the sunlight is set off by flower-shaped windows lined neatly above the Roman portico. Advertising banners festooned above to attract passers-by and to advertise the shows. At street level, people mill around, oblivious to what's above their heads, intent on carrying on their activities, whatever they may be. A steady stream of cars passes by. There's a hint of greenery above the Theatre Royal, but otherwise, this is a man-made domain, dedicated to entertainment and pleasure. Appealing to the senses, the painting reflects the visual elements. The smells and sounds are left to your imagination. There's a lot to take in. The baskets of flowers, there are a few dotted around. The phone box, and just what is being shown at the Theatre Royal. I'll be impressed if you can guess. Ask me, and I may tell you.